Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on a Wednesday morning. Coming up on the program a little bit later, we'll hear from the Manhattan Fire Department, also the Flint Hills Discovery Center with their Christmas in July plan for this weekend. We're going to start things off, though, as we typically do on the first Wednesday of the month with USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. You may be asking yourselves, well, we just had USD 383 on last Wednesday. We don't usually have them on back-to-back weeks, but of course, last Wednesday was the end of the fiscal calendar year. We turn the page to the new fiscal calendar here this week, and we've got a couple of guests joining us via Zoom from the school board. Board member Kurt Herman joins us. Good morning.
Morning, Brandon. How are you?
Good. Really glad to have you here with us today. And pinch hitting for Superintendent Marvin Way today, we have Director of Teaching and Learning, Dr. Paula Haug, joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Pleasure to have you both on. It's, as I mentioned, the start of a new fiscal calendar year, so everything kind of gets shaken up just a little bit. There will be a lot of annual things that have to come up here tonight, kind of some housekeeping items, but we'll talk a little bit about that here. But I thought we'd start first. We had an interesting meeting last Wednesday, to say the least, with the discussion that happened during public comment. And I wanted to talk to you first, Kurt, about everything that came up and regarding the culturally responsive teaching and learning. I know there's a lot of concern in the community right now with that and kind of the board's intentions or maybe what they're not doing. And I wanted to see if you'd maybe just kind of clarify some things for the public.
Yeah, I'd be glad to, Brandon. Thanks for asking. I guess I just first want to kind of clarify some of the things that we are not doing and things that we are going to do. First of all, the board back in April, we did not approve critical race theory. We also did not approve the critical race theory as a required training for teachers. And we also did not approve anything that was going to be part of our curriculum. But what we did do, we did approve culturally responsible teaching. And I think it's a really bad acronym. I mean, because it's the exact same as CRT. I think that was part of the concern right at the very beginning. But what we did approve that the training was, it's voluntary. You know, we required by our negotiated agreement with the teachers that we provide professional development opportunities every year. And we usually offer about, I may be a little off on this, but about 15 to 20 different optional trainings that the teachers can take for the year. This training was never, ever going to be part of a curriculum. There was an initial cost of $60,000. And, you know, Paula knows as well as I do that, I'm sorry, Dr. Haug knows as well as I do that, for new curriculum, that's minimum $300,000, sometimes more. And really what the vote we took or what we approved, it was a continuation of the entire school board went through 16 hours of training. It was on two Saturdays. Dr. Wade, Derek Reed, Dr. Haug, and other staff went through that training with us. And of course, we did find out later the training that we approved was not supported by the budget. So that caused us to pull it from, it was no longer part of something that we had approved as a board. My opinion is that, you know, this has been a really contentious issue, and it saddens me to see this divide in our community. I really do believe that everyone on both sides of this issue, we all want the same thing. I mean, we all want what's best for our kids. And I know these parents that are coming to talk to us, and they're in their heart of hearts, they want what's best for their children. So I cannot fault anyone for any opinions. They're all valid. And I think both sides agree that there is a need for diversity education for our staff. And it's a way for us to provide our teachers with another arrow in their quiver to help all their students. Some people say it's another tool in their toolbox to help kids. We've decided we will not move forward with the previously proposed and approved better lesson trainings because we really are unable to provide evidence of outcomes for the participants in that training. However, we will still seek out opportunities for professional learning around this topic. And hopefully we'll find something that everybody will be happy with, and it was something that has proven and have the desired outcomes that we're seeking in this.
Okay, so the possibility of it being coming back to the better lesson item then is probably null and void.
I would say that's correct. It is null and void. Yeah. In fact, if it comes back, I would not support that. But I don't speak for the entire board. I'm confident Dr. Haug will find something that's appropriate and something that will make everybody happy. It saddens me to see how things have been coming out at our meetings lately. But like I said, everybody on both sides of this, I know we all want the same thing. So we'll get there.
All right, very good. Well, I know that there's an item here on the agenda kind of in relation to diverse cultures, and Dr. Haug's going to talk about that here at the meeting tonight. It's having to do with professional development on equity, diversity, and inclusion. What's the gist of what you'll be talking about tonight?
Thanks, Brandon. So in essence, Board Member Herman did a great job of summarizing it for me, which is really nice. But it is just reiterating the why of this, that equity, diversity, and inclusion is a part of our strategic framework. It was a task that was placed on teaching and learning to find professional development that is able to help build our teachers' capacity within this realm, but then also to really explain that critical race theory is not a part of anything that's happening in USD 383. We follow the standards established by Kansas Department of Education, and critical race theory is not a part of that. So it will not make its way into our classrooms while we're maintaining the integrity and being, following the fidelity to the standards. So what does culturally responsive teaching and learning mean here? So it's an opportunity to really look at that strategic framework and the definitions. We have not looked at what does equity mean from our lens, which are all defined in that strategic framework, which is the heart of what teaching and learning does every day. We look at the strategic framework, and that is our goal, is to bring that to action and see the fruition of those words come to life. So critical race theory is not a part of that. Culturally responsive teaching and learning is. And again, the acronyms are unfortunate and I think have been a part of this, but there is no belief that we are going to negatively impact students throughout this process, but instead provide teachers with those tools that Kurt referenced earlier and just really build a stronger community and bring people together, our scholars, our parents, our community, and really continue to practice that civic discourse that we have seen throughout most of the board meetings so far, because it is our right to be able to have these conversations. And I think modeling that for our students, being able to disagree, but we do need to come to a decision and we do need to move forward with this so that it can make 383 the best place for all of our students.
If I'm looking at this right, this is more geared toward teachers than it is toward the students, is it not?
Absolutely. So professional development is all about the educators. It's the teachers, the administrators, paras, that is who receives professional development. And thanks for asking this, Brandon, because it has been one of the greatest misconceptions about this. Curriculum is what's taught. It's the what, it's the content. It's goes back to those standards. It's a purchased resource that is brought into classrooms. Professional development provides support and resources for the teachers for their instructional strategies. So with Better Lesson, it is about if something is said in the classroom and it's offensive towards another student, how could the teacher respond to that so it isn't drawing attention to it and making a bigger deal out of it, but also not allowing the student who said it to continue to say things that are offensive to other students. So it's about building that teacher efficacy of knowing how to respond in situations that are kind of uncomfortable. I mean, there's a reason why the book study we did last year is called Courageous Conversations About Race. It does take courage, and our staff wants this. And so that's how it came about.
All right. Very good. Again, we're speaking to Dr. Paula Haug, Executive Director of Teaching and Learning here at USD 383. Kurt Herman, school board member. We got a phone call, but let's take that first, and we'll take a break. Let's see if We got a comment here or a question. Doing the play-by-play here. Dave's screening the phone call for us right now, so punching the board through. We're good to go. Go ahead, caller. You're on in focus.
Okay. Yeah. I just want to make a few comments. I got a teacher certificate over 50 years ago. I never did use it. I never went into the classroom. Well, occasionally I did, but most of the time my teaching is outside with guys who want to learn how to climb trees and rig heavy rigging and stuff like this. But anyway, it was a good course I took at the University of Kansas State University. Learned a lot about teaching. But anyway, I've been on the street quite a bit, and I don't like, frankly, I don't care for diversity at all. I think we're making a big mistake teaching this stuff. I think what I've seen is that most of the time the diversity is the color of somebody's skin. I mean, what's that got to do with anything? That's skin deep, folks. I mean, what I'd like to see is what we teach people, the commonality we have. We got more in common than we do that's not in common. I think we need to focus on that. I mean, and as far as another course, I'd be teaching CTS, which stands for critical thinking skills. And I don't know if you guys teach any of that up there, but that's something that's real important, because I've found people older than me and younger than me that don't know how to critically think about anything. And they come to conclusions. How they get to them, I don't understand. But anyway, I'll shut up and let you guys talk. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, Kurt.
Excellent.
Well, I could like at least respond to part of that. You know, I think you're right on about that diversity is not about race. It's not a race thing. It's not a color thing. It's military kids. It's short kids. It's kids with special needs. So yeah, I agree that it is so much more than just race. But as far as critical thinking, I mean, I think Paula could maybe, or Dr. Howe could address that a little more. But I know, you know, I mean, I think we encourage all of our students to have critical thinking, and we break out into we have students that work more together in collaboration on different things and thinking outside the box. But go ahead, Dr. Howe, get on it.
Thanks, Kurt. Nope, you're good. So I think I understand the philosophy of saying we can't compartmentalize by race, we can't compartmentalize by these different demographics, but we have data that supports us that Kansas Department of Education has brought to our attention where some of these subgroups are not performing the same as our students in other groups. So we are forced to look at the data in a disaggregated way so that we are able to make strides to improve the learning outcome for some subgroups. I think that's an important thing to do, continuing to move forward. We have, and it will be shared tonight as well, specific groups that, you know, Kansas Department of Education said, your African-American male students are not performing in this area. So your students who are homeless are not performing in these areas. So we do have to specifically identify strategies to work with diverse students. And again, diversity, according to the definition within the strategic framework, does expand beyond race, the inclusion of different types of people, such as different races or cultures in a group or organization. So it's not limited to race, it's limited to any of the subgroups and what we can do to improve the learning environment for our students.
All right. Thanks for the question. We got to take a break, and we will come back with more from our guests from USD 3-3 Manhattan Ogden Schools in a moment here on News Radio KMAN.